This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Biden administration's special envoy to Haiti resigned in protest of inhumane large-scale expulsion of Haitian migrants to their homeland as it is racked by civil strife and natural disaster. Daniel Foote was appointed to the position in July following the assassination of Haiti's President Jovenel Moïse. At a news conference, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Daniel Foote was able to speak his mind.
His purview was, of course, being the special envoy on the ground. His positions were, and his views were put forward. They were valued. They were heard. Different policy decisions were made in some circumstances.
Even before migrant expulsions from the small Texas border town of Del Rio started, the career diplomat was known to be deeply frustrated with what he considered a lack of urgency in Washington and a glacial pace on efforts to improve conditions in Haiti. Mexican authorities are moving to expel Haitians who had been gathering in large numbers at a border town along the Rio Grande. AP's Jennifer King has more.
Haitian migrants who've been camping in Mexico in a riverside park in Ciudad Acuña awoke surrounded by Mexican security forces as a helicopter thundered overhead. A fence line and a line of state police vehicles funneled migrants back to the crossing point they've been using all week. Dozens of families opted to hustle into the river and cross the border to Texas, calculating it was better to take their chances with U.S. authorities. Meanwhile, Mexican National Guard and immigration agents led overnight raids at hotels in Ciudad Acuña where Haitian migrants had been staying. People who were detained were let out with their hands secured behind their backs and loaded into a van. Mexico is flying plane loads of Haitian migrants to southern cities and trying to keep more from reaching the northern border. I'm Jennifer King.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Ukraine's parliament passed a law Thursday to order oligarchs to register and stay out of politics one day after an attempt to kill a top aide to President Volodymyr Zelensky. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has more.
The law formally defines an oligarch and gives authorities the power to designate individuals who meet the criteria. Oligarchs would be forbidden from financing political parties or taking part in privatizations. Top officials, including the president and his staff, would also be required to declare any dealings they had with oligarchs. Zelensky says the law is necessary to protect Ukraine from powerful businessmen who have corrupted its political system and wielded influence over the media for decades. His opponents are skeptical and fear it will be applied selectively to concentrate more power in the president's hands.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. The Food and Drug Administration has signed off on COVID-19 vaccine booster doses for some Americans, but there are more hurdles ahead before the shots are administered. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The FDA authorized boosters for specific groups, including those 65 and older and others at high risk from the virus. That's drastically scaled back from the Biden administration's plan to give boosters to nearly all adults. Meantime, CDC advisors will meet again today to make their own more specific recommendations. Yesterday, some advisors were so perplexed by questions surrounding the need for boosters that they suggested putting off a decision for a month in hopes of getting more evidence. The White House says it's ready to start administering boosters after the CDC's final recommendation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The European Union unveiled plans Thursday that would require smartphone makers to adopt a single charging method for mobile devices. The European Commission proposed legislation that would mandate USB-C cables for charging, technology that many device makers have already adopted. The main holdout is Apple, which said it was concerned the new rules would limit innovation and that would end up hurting consumers. iPhones come with the company's own lightning charging port, though the newest models come with cables that can be plugged into a USB socket. The number of Americans applying for unemployment aid rose last week for a second straight week to 351,000. Thursday's report from the Labor Department showed that jobless claims rose by 16,000 from the previous week. The four-week moving average of claims, which smooths out the week-to-week swings, registered its sixth straight drop to a pandemic low of 336,000. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.